statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom. Let's Talk Nutrition is a health talk show that features scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, and experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Listen for a chance to win daily prizes and follow Let's Talk Nutrition on Facebook and Instagram at Let's Talk Nutrition or on Twitter at LTN Radio. It's time for some inspiration. Tune in to get fit and healthy. It's time to talk about nutrition. Nutrition for your body, your mind, your spirit. It's time to talk about proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, and supplementation to help. Get ready to take charge of your health because your health is your wealth and the wealth of those who care about and love you. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition with Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to the show.
And welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Thanks for tuning in to LTN 2020. Appreciate it very much. We'll be running out of 2020 pretty quickly. It'll be here before you know it, the 2021. My goodness, where does the time fly, as my dad would say. Where does the time fly? What an expression, right? That's an oldie. And again, I hope you're well and everything is okay with you and your family, taking care. I suspect that there's no way for me to and for us to figure it out. I can't do a survey. There's just no way for me to know. But I would like to know how many people that listen and watch this show have been infected or affected. Well, everybody's affected by it almost.
We could do a poll on our Facebook page if you want.
Let's try that.
You want to do that? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a representative sample because I'm sure that there are many. There's no harm in doing it.
Yeah, try it out.
Because I know many people that listen and watch the show are not on Facebook, but it would be interesting. I think what would be good, too, is for people to post and maybe share something about their experience, and then I can report on that on air. That's probably the purpose here. We won't get an accurate sample, so therefore we really won't know how many have been affected or infected. But those who have been, if you could ask them in your post to share a little bit, I will not mention their names. I'll mention their initial or something like that. Okay. Without their permission, I will not. If they're okay with me mentioning their first name, they can indicate that.
Okay.
If they're not, I won't.
It doesn't look like they. It looks like they took polling away on Facebook, so I don't think we can do a poll. But I'll still post a status and ask yes or no, and then ask them if you don't want your name on air. I'll write it out for you. But if you go to our Facebook page and want to put your input, I'll have it up in like a minute.
Yeah, and ask them on your post. Ask if they could share if they've been infected. If they could share a little bit about their experience.
Okay.
I know that the last metric I heard, 4 out of 5 people know somebody who has been infected. That's, yeah. And my particular sample of people that I know who have been infected keeps growing, and I've talked to a couple of them. And in the one instance, it was not good. This is a healthy person. Robust, you know, very healthy. Had a very difficult time. That's one of the perplexing things about this virus. You know, we often talk about our bio-individuality and how unique we are as individuals. Not only in our personality, usually that's true, but biologically, we're also very unique. And what has been perplexing for scientists to try and figure out is that why, with this particular virus, this particular novel coronavirus, does it affect individuals and infect them in a way that it's, you know, you can see some patterns, but the one pattern that really is kind of unusual is that you have very healthy, immune-ready people falling prey in a bad way to the virus. Some believe that if I have just a good immune system, that's going to be enough. It is not a sufficient condition to prevent from getting infected. It is a necessary condition, but not a sufficient condition. If you're familiar with the language of logic, you get that. Sufficient means that unto itself, that factor can do the job. It will stop, it will initiate, it will by itself. A necessary condition means that there are other things that go along with making something happening. So your immune system, having a robust immune system, is a necessary condition, but not a sufficient condition to be to prevent or to increase the odds of you not getting infected. But that being said, because it's a necessary condition, doesn't mean that you now say, oh, well, then hell, there's nothing I can do about it. That's not true. If you noticed my language, I said you can increase your odds of not getting infected with a good immune system, but there is no guarantee that you will be 100% protected. It is not a biological bulletproof vest. We talk in terms of probabilities. I don't live a life of certainty or in the world of absolute 100% certainty. I don't have that luxury. I don't know how many people on the planet do. Life itself is uncertain and random. That's a hard lesson for people to learn. And if you get ill, and if you get deathly ill, where you mean I take that literally, one then immediately grasps what I just said, that there are no certainties. The only one certainty I know for sure, we're all going to die. That's an absolute. That's an axiomatic, lawful state, law-like statement. It is a law. Like in the physical sciences, an object falls so many feet per second. The laws of thermodynamics. Those are laws, meaning that they are immutable. The one certainty I know is that we will die. Other than that, I live in a world of probability. And how you think about things will influence how you do things. Behavior flows from your thoughts, and thoughts can flow from your behavior. That's an interdependent highway. But how you think, if you think that you are 100% protected because your immune system is the best on the planet, I, as a friend, as a colleague, as just a human being, I would tell you, you should rethink that. You're putting yourself at peril. Having a good immune system is a necessary condition. It will help you. It will increase your odds of doing better. Did you track that I just said, Katie? Were you able to track that?
What do you mean track that? Like keep on track of what you're saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I often use you as my barometer because if sometimes I say things in an unclear way, I ask you to check my work and say, you know, Doc, I didn't get that. That means if you don't get it, then I know the audience is not getting it.
Right.
you're my check for me. I I wake up every day with thoughts about these things, and I think about it all day because this is what I do for a living. And I tell people how you think about this experience that we're going through will determine how you will behave and how maybe you will get through this or not so. Happy to be with you today. We have, there's a lot of news to report. I'll get to it. It is a privilege and a pleasure to do this every day, 5 days a week. And you have more of an influence on me, I'm sure, than I have on you. But I keep trying to put it out there in a way that from which everybody can benefit.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Celsius is a fitness drink which is clinically proven to function. How? As a thermogenic, Celsius proprietary MetaPlus blend accelerates metabolism, increasing your body's ability to burn fat and calories. There are only two ways a body burns fat: through increased heart rate and our increased body temperature, thermogenesis. Drinking Celsius and then going into motion is double dipping. You're accelerating the burn, and the results are even faster. Celsius is your ultimate fitness partner. No high fructose corn syrup, no aspartame, no preservatives, no artificial colors or flavors. 100% of 7 essential vitamins. Proven in 6 published university studies. How does it work? Celsius proprietary MetaPlus formula, including green tea with EGCS, ginger, and guarana seed, turns on thermogenesis, a process that boosts your body's metabolic rate. Drinking Celsius prior to fitness activities is proven to energize, accelerate metabolism, burn body fat and calories. Invest in yourself. Drink Celsius. Look for us at www.celsius.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by CV Sciences, from seed to shelf. New chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Form Essentials, makers of the sleep aid Solace. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Strauss Herbs, everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. Welcome to That Talk Nutrition. Here's Katie to tell you how you can make contact with the show so I can connect with you.
You can give us a call at 877-897-8255. That's 877-897-TALK. And you can also email Dr. Garko personally. His email is drgarko@letstalknutrition.com. And if you go to letstalknutrition.com, you will find all of our past shows. They're sorted by date and titles, and you can also send us a message on Facebook or YouTube.
Thank you. Well, there are a number of stories trending today, and I was going through them. One of which is that the CDC has reported that by the end of October, there will be a They're going to be, public health officials are telling, the CDC is telling public health officials to prepare to be able to distribute a potential coronavirus as soon as late October. I don't even know how to respond to that. That really, I mean, if that happens, fine. I guess, and how they're going to make that happen, I'm not sure. just getting the vaccine distributed, the logistics of that is monumental. We'll see. I don't know. I just don't even know what to say about it. That's just a report. A key model, statistical model, forecasting model, predicts 410,000 U.S. coronavirus deaths by January 1. My land. Which would mean another 224,000 Americans lost in the next 4 months, if you do the math. Brazil's coronavirus cases surpassed 4 million as a growing number of infections continue to be recorded throughout the country. They are in right behind us at number two. If you go to worldometers.com, it's a good website. Check it out. New Zealand has recorded its first, no less, COVID-19 death in more than 3 months. I don't know what they're doing in New Zealand, but they're doing something. Correct. And then I saw a story on CNN. Dr. Sanjay Gupta is the medical expert and chief medical officer, not officer, but correspondent. Medical correspondent is the right term. For CNN. I've followed Dr. Gupta for a number of years. He's a brain surgeon, and he's a reasonable person, and he's very bright. And there's a story, and he's talking about how he's discouraged and frustrated. Those are quotes about the way we are reacting to the virus. This new model from the University of Washington Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation says an additional 224,000 Americans will be lost in the next 4 months. That is double the 186,000 we have currently. Dr. Gupta said that he spoke with Dr. Anthony Fauci about the new model and said he expressed, quote, a convergence of frustration, close quote. Dr. Gupta said he is also discouraged and frustrated, that's a quote, by the way we have taken such a lax approach and reaction to the virus, and said he hasn't been up all, he's been up all night, all the time, he was up all night thinking about these new models. Quote, I don't know what it takes at this point to actually say, hey, look, you could be part of a movement that could save more than 100,000 lives if you simply put two ear loops around your ears and people are saying, you know what, screw it, I'd rather not, close quote. So said Dr. Gupta. I've had people tell me to my face and on the phone that wearing a mask is a hoax, that it provides no protection, and and that social distancing is also a hoax. I've had people tell me that as I sit here and report that. And I don't even know how to respond to that. I don't know I would not be able to sleep at night if I came on this air and said, you know what? You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to do any social or physical distancing. Send your kids to school. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be just fine. And especially if you have a great immune system, just go ahead. Don't worry about a darn thing. If I did that, I wouldn't be able to live with myself. You can criticize me for that, whatever you want to do. I don't care. I'm following the science. I'm putting my money on that. This is roulette, right? Okay. I know where I'm putting my chips, and it's on the board where it says science. That's where I'm putting mine. I had somebody give me what for. You have no idea about wearing masks and social distancing. Berating me. Outrageous. Have at it. I'll be back. This is Dr. Michael Garko from Let's Talk Nutrition. If there were ever a time to take charge of your health, now's that time, given the U.S. coronavirus epidemic. Earth's Creation scientifically tested CurcuLife Curcumin and its family of products can help you do just that. If you have an inflammation-generating condition, such as obesity, heart disease, or diabetes, you are at a greater risk to be infected by the coronavirus. Earth's Creation CurcuLife Curcumin supplement is a patented turmeric formulation with extensive clinical trials. It allows more curcumin to get into your cells to fight inflammation, a hallmark of viral infections. CurcuLife Plus Curcumin is in many of Earth's Creation family of products. Go to inflammationusa.com and protect yourself against the coronavirus. For a limited time, buy any product at inflammationusa.com and get the second bottle at 50% off. Act now. Go to inflammationusa.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Jarrow Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Strauss Herbs, everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Celsius, live fit. Irwin Naturals, premium vitamins and supplements, 25 years of gold standard supplements. Let's Talk Nutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. Welcome to LTN 2020. Okay, Katie and Reggie, here's a quiz. This is not hard. Hand sanitizers. What is, in many hand sanitizers, what is the one ingredient that really causes it to be able to kill microorganisms? What is the one ingredient that they put in many hand sanitizers that is able to kill microorganisms, viruses, and bacteria?
Alcohol?
Yeah, I was going to say alcohol. Okay.
What do you know about alcohol other than if you drink too much of it, you get drunk? What else do you know about alcohol?
That it kills germs.
Yes. One more thing. At least one more thing. What are the two things that, what is the one thing you don't want alcohol near?
A cut.
Flames.
A what?
Oh,
flames. A flame.
Sorry.
Thank you very
much. I was thinking cuts, like a cut on your hand because it burns.
A flame.
Wow.
You say flame? Did you say flame, Reggie?
Yes, sir.
Well, I sure didn't.
All right. You moved to the front of the class today, my man.
Wow. Go you, Reggie. Also, you don't want it in your cuts because it hurts.
Absolutely not. I completely still agree with Katie.
Okay. Now, not making this up. A young woman in Texas, and I'm looking at before and after pictures. You know where this is going, right?
I am.
Used hand sanitizer.
Oh, gosh.
While she was lighting a candle.
Oh, no.
I feel like this didn't go well.
Is right. Oh, no. And it. I'm looking at the before and after of her. She was severely burned earlier this week after the hand sanitizer on her skin reportedly got ignited, got caught fire, and then exploded when she lit the candle. Quote, this is what she said. Everywhere I had hand sanitizer on my hand, it just lit my hand with fire, close quote. Kate Wise told KHOU-TV in Houston, Texas. Quote, it obviously went all over my face, and like in a matter of 5 seconds, my whole body was just consumed in flames. Oh, my God. Close quote. Make matters worse, the nearby bottle that she used exploded when the flames spread. And if you go ABC, Fox, others, you'll see her before. I mean, she was, man, I can't believe the difference here. I don't know if those are third degree burns, second.
That's sad.
It's hard for me to tell on her face.
Yikes.
Maybe Reggie can find a photo. When you see the photo, what she looked like before, this was on September 3rd. Miss Y said she was able to remove her burning clothes and get her disabled daughter and pets out of her Round Rock, Texas home while her two youngest daughters ran into the neighbors for help. As of Thursday, she was still recovering in a hospital intensive care, I should say. The Round Rock Fire Department is investigating this matter. Experts warn that hand sanitizers, and I'm telling you that hand sanitizers contain alcohol. Many of them contain alcohol. Alcohol is flammable. And bottles usually have a warning that says to keep the product away from the flames or fire. There were back in the day when they used to, in the mountains, making moonshine, those operations would blow up because they had alcohol and flame. I'm just saying. If you're going to use a hand sanitizer, the best thing to do is put it on, apply it, let it fully absorb into the skin, and then evaporate before you start lighting the gas stove, lighting up a cigarette, which you shouldn't be doing probably anyway, or lighting a candle or lighting a fire outside, you know, campfire, whatever. Who knows? Isopropyl alcohol is highly flammable. You don't need to take chemistry to know that. And it can easily ignite. Vapors may form explosive mixtures when combined with air, traveling to a source of ignition, and then you get flashback. It's not really the liquid that burns. It's the vapors that catch fire. That's a horrible story, isn't it?
That's terrifying.
I don't know if Reggie was able to find, I'm not on that page. I can't see what's on the stream. I don't know if he was able to find a photo of this young woman.
I'm putting up a before and after picture.
You see that
now? Yeah,
it's pretty.
Oh my gosh,
it's stunning.
That's traumatizing.
I mean, my heart goes out to her. Holy cow!
Not the way you want to learn a lesson. That's for sure.
I have the before picture up right now.
That's before. There's the before photo.
Here's the after.
There's. Oh my god. Oh my goodness.
Poor girl.
Poor soul. Oh, that poor thing. Oh my goodness.
Hand sanitizer.
A hand sanitizer.
It's not something I would have thought of either. Like, obviously,
right.
I know don't mix alcohol with flames, but if I had put hand sanitizer on something, I wouldn't think anything of lighting a candle. So that's a good, good PSA for me.
Use silver biotics.
Silver I feel gel. Bad because she said she put it on her face, too. I've never.
I've
never put it on my face. I literally only put
but
it on
you
my
also face. Have the fumes coming off of your hands.
Right.
It's not dry. So the fumes get, it's the fumes that ignite, Reg. And then, they go up onto the face and then the face gets caught on fire.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, I have been using silver biotics more than I use hand sanitizer. So I guess that's one good reason I do that on top of many others. But
I should call Dr. Bird spontaneously.
She'd love it.
I'm going to call her. Let's call her while we're on air. I'm going to text you her phone number.
Okay.
And let's see. We have one more block. During this break, I'll give you her number. Call her. And let's put her on real quickly.
I actually think I have it, so I'll call her.
Yeah, call her now. Give her a call.
Okay.
And see if she'll come on air. I do things spontaneously sometimes. That's okay.
This is the first time you ever called a guest mid-show, though, for me. At least my time.
Yeah, I used to do that a lot. Not a lot. I used to do that. I would call people. and say, hey, Bob, how you doing? Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I said, watch your language. We're on the air.
Right. What?
You're on the air. I wanted to ask you about. All right, we'll be back.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Have you experienced the wisdom of nature with Zyflamend Whole Body from New Chapter? Zyflamend is a 10-herb blend that delivers three health benefits. First, Zyflamend is an herbal approach to pain relief, helping to soothe minor pain or soreness. Second, Zyflamend is a joint supplement with time-tested herbs to support joint function and flexibility. And the third benefit, Zyflamend supports the body's healthy inflammation response, something that's essential for maintaining whole body health. Zyflamend is New Chapter's clinically tested blend of 10 remarkable herbs, including pure and potent turmeric, ginger, and green tea. Zyflamend is non-GMO, project verified, gluten-free, and 100% vegetarian. New Chapter is a leader in supplement quality. Every ingredient, every product, every time. Discover Zyflamend, New Chapter's number one selling multi-herbal. Zyflamend is made with ginger for occasional pain relief after exercise. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by American Biotech Labs, your daily immune system support. Celsius, live fit. CV Sciences, from seed to shelf. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Katie's trying to make contact with Dr. Bird. I've spontaneously thought, well, let's get her on the show after that terrible story of that poor woman in Texas who put a hand sanitizer on her hand, then lit a candle and ignited her entire body. She's got terrible burns on her face. Oh, my God. And she's got youngsters, kids. My goodness. This, you know, the downstream effect of this experience is just been something, really something. And we'll see if we can get Dr. Bird on. Use the Silver Biotics hand gel. You can put it on your hands. You can put it on your, I put it on my hands. I have a tube. I have the little tubes. One's in my little handbag that I carry. You know, I have a, you know, those little man handbag kind of things. I have that. I have one in my bag for the gym. I have one, you know, here and there. I got them all over the place. 877-897-8255. One of the things I worry about with middle-aged men, change of topic here, and them gaining weight and having a lot of visceral fat is that it increases their risk for cancer, prostate cancer in specific. Men in the top 25% for waist circumference in this new study, those men were 35% more likely to die from prostate cancer. Researchers at Oxford found that fat, when it's located, centralized, concentrated, whatever way you want to say it, around your middle, around the belly and waist, is linked to an increase of risk of death from prostate cancer. This is not necessarily new. The study involved more than 200,000 men in the United Kingdom and is being presented this week at the European International Conference on Obesity. I wonder if they're going to do that virtually. I suspect they are. Obesity can also increase coronavirus-related death by almost 50%, a new report says, just as a sidebar. I could report on that individually. I might do it if I have time. This team of researchers out of the United Kingdom followed these men between the ages, this was a longitudinal study, 40 to 69 for a 10-year period. You talk about delayed gratification. And the volunteers for the study were cancer-free at the time. This sounds like a well-done study. I have not looked at the methods section. The investigators used information from the health administrative databases and recorded body mass index, BMI, body fat percentage, waist-to-hip ratio, and waist circumference measurements. The research team accounted for lifestyle and socioeconomic factors as well, because they bear upon illness and health and disease. And each participant's medical history, they took a look at that too, to take a look at what connection there might be between adiposity, obesity, around the middle, you know, that visceral fat, and the risk of dying from prostate cancer. And, you know, that visceral fat, you see these men with these big bellies, if you poke on it, it sounds just like that. It's as hard as a rock. It's not subcutaneous fat. It's fat that's below the subcutaneous fat that is engorged around the organs, the viscera. Please. Yeah. Another study I looked at was talking about diets higher in protein, particularly now plant protein, seem to lower rates of early death. I can report on that if you like. Back to this other study. The researchers found a statistically significant association between the concentration of body fat around the belly and the waist and the risk of prostate cancer. Let's go to the phone. Dr. Bird, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Thank you, Dr. Garko. Pleasant surprise this morning.
Yeah, unfortunately I so appreciate you being on. A young woman in Texas, her name is Kate Wise, has several children. She was putting hand sanitizer, and she puts hand sanitizer on her hands. She then set about to light a candle. Within a matter of seconds, her whole body was ignited. We were looking at the before and after photos. She has severe burns, Dr. Bird. On air, I said, I wonder what Dr. Bird would say or think. And I said, let's call her. What do you make of that story?
First of all, I'm so sorry. I'm just sorry, but alcohol is flammable. And if you could get a hold of some of the silver biotics gel at your local natural product store or go to silverbiotics.com. The gel has to be applied 3 times a day minimum for a burn like that. However, if you have ice in your freezer, highly recommend you start with ice immediately to get the inflammation down. And I'm so sorry about that, Miss Katie.
But the Silver Biotics would be a better option than using alcohol to kill the microorganisms.
Absolutely. You've got also a 4-hour window. There's no alcohol in it. There are medical claims on our consumer brand called Armor Gel, and it will give you a 4-hour window of protection without alcohol. It's very, very safe, and you can light a candle when it's on your hands.
Well, I appreciate you coming on real quickly to share that. You came to mind, and I said I want the audience to hear Dr. Bird say it. Thank you so much. Are you doing well?
Absolutely, Doc. Every day is a great day.
You crossed my mind on Wednesday. You were on my mind. I was going to call you. Then I got pulled away with something. I wonder how Dr. Bird is doing. And I didn't get to the phone to call you. I'm glad that you came on. Thank you so much. We look forward to you coming back onto the show and your regular scheduled visit.
Thank you so much, Dr. Garko. Have a great day. And much success, Katie, with your healing. Kate.
All right. You take care of yourself, Dr. Bird. Thank you so much. You're terrific. We thank you. I'll be back. Hear what Dr. Bird said. The Silver Biotic Silver Gel and that Armor Gel is a terrific product. If I knew the lady in Texas, I would tell her, put the silver, their doctors, I would talk to them first, but it would help. I'll be back.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Heart Drops over the past 20 years. The Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you increase your blood flow everywhere. The Heart Drops have proven to dissolve plaque from arteries, veins, and vessels caused from cholesterol that can restrict or block our blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to avoid open heart surgery, as was my father, and instead cleared our arteries painlessly and without chemical drugs, which, by the way, do not claim to remove any plaque or increase blood flow otherwise. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a money-back guarantee. So you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. If you've had open heart surgery, angina, diabetes, low energy, cold hands and feet, or grayish-blue skin or lips, Strauss Heart Drops are for you. Available online at PowerMall.com and StraussNaturals.com. I promise you won't be sorry.
This is Dr. Michael Garko from Let's Talk Nutrition. Tired of not having enough energy to exercise and be physically active? Well, OptiNOS from Earth's Creation can help recharge your body with the energy it needs to live a physically active lifestyle. OptiNOS does 3 things to help energize. First, it increases nitric oxide, which means more oxygen and nutrients flowing to your cells. Second, OptiNOS helps create ATP, the body's energy currency. Third, OptiNOS reduces lactic acid buildup, which causes exercise-associated muscle soreness. So turn on your body's energy switch with OptiNOS and start living a physically active lifestyle. Get OptiNOS at ecsportsusa.com. That's ecsportsusa.com. For a limited time, use promo code EC and get $10 off your first order. Promo code EC. The sooner you use OptiNOS, the sooner you will feel better about yourself and your body.